You know what time it is.
From in and around the DMV to inside the White House, it's the White House Report with April Ryan, now on 96.3 WHUR.
Live from the White House,
April Ryan. Hey, April.
Hey, Allison. Hey, Mark. Did you watch last night on CNN?
Yes, girl. I fell asleep.
Stop it. But let me say this. Politics is very cerebral and it can be boring. But you know, it's the new entertainment. As we lead into the February 3rd Iowa caucuses, this was the last debate. Now, who in your opinion really ranked?
I think
Senator Warren, I thought.
I think.
Why?
I don't know, because she's a woman.
I think they were terrible, and I think Joe wins.
He sounded better than he sounded in a long time. But leading into the Iowa caucuses, it is Pete Buttigieg. Hmm. But last night they were on their P's and Q's. There was no racial diversity, but they talked about different issues. They tried to throw the racial issue in, you know, some issues that affect the black community and brown community, but there was no racial diversity on that stage. But meanwhile, the high drama, they were doing a clap back and slapping each other verbally. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, go figure. And she is not happy with it. Over the weekend, she was like, I don't like how Bernie's people are saying this. They need to stop. We're friends. And I'm like, you go against Donald Trump, you can't say that. You got to learn how to fight back. And she sure did. Instead of sitting there, why, she said, yeah. Well, Bernie Sanders said that a woman can't win. And he said, no, I never said that. And she was like, yes, he did.
I think she looks small with this.
Why do you think she looks small with that?
You're going against the monster, Donald Trump, you know, whatever.
No, but it speaks to his character. If he said that, then I don't think he's the candidate that a lot of people
thought. Why would he say he basically endorsed her?
Okay. We're in a whole new day. The clapback is real. And the bottom line is, if Elizabeth Warren wants to be president, she's got to show her strength. She's got to own it. And not only that, she's got to air some dirty laundry. If Bernie Sanders said a woman could not be president, that makes her look good for those who support women. And there is a certain segment of society, unfortunately, that does not believe that women can lead and lead as president.
Of course, we're talking to April Ryan with the White House Report. Also, big news of the impeachment moving forward. What do we need to know here?
There are two articles against this president. Now the question is, will he be removed? We don't believe he's going to be removed.
No.
The reason why? Because the Senate is majority Republican. Mitch McConnell says he's going to acquit the president. We expect that. And so if that's the case, people are saying, well, why are we going through this process? Because it's part of the Constitution.
April, we're going to wrap it up there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
April Ryan from the White House on WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark on 96.3 WHUR.